Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
Freaking Amazon.com.
Let's go.
No, seriously. Seriously. And God, I hope, and I know she's not. She's actually got a life, but I hope the lovely Christy is listening. I swear this woman, her job is to return stuff. I think that there are people out there who buy stuff just to return it. We live in a day and age where we've got access to everything every day, and the only reason we don't even blink, Amazon, click, sure. Like, how many days a week are you buying something on Amazon?
Five.
Thank you.
Yep.
At least. And I don't even plan to, but there are three other people in the house, and one of them at least on a daily basis. Dad, the second I hear Dad, oh, crap, what's this going to cost me?
Exactly.
Click, 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 click. Why is everybody so willing to click? Because all you got to do is show up at Whole Foods the next day and give it back if you don't like it.
Yeah, very convenient.
But those of you who want to go on a shopping spree, how often? This is the question I want to ask everyone today. How often would you click submit or payment or send? How often would you click it? If in big block neon letters right above the button, it said, no returns, no returns. And these are high priced items.
Right. But your other item that you would be looking to replace is maybe 50 times more expensive than the item that you would be purchasing. It's like when you lease a car and your lease is coming due and you could either pay the money, pay that lump sum to keep the car, or door number two, get yourself a new car. And you know what? Maybe you won't like that new car. Yep. Maybe that new car that you're going to buy or lease won't be as good as the car that you've loved for 4 years. But darn it, maybe you don't want to pay that big lump sum. The dealer's licking his chops saying, yep, your lease is coming due in 3 hours, 2 hours and 44 minutes. But sometimes you got to make that hard choice.
But you love the car.
But it's expensive. I don't want to pay that.
But you love the car.
It's too much, Mark. And I might love this next car.
And you spend a lot of time in your car.
Only 17 weeks of the 52.
You need that car. You got places to be.
Yep.
You can't be taking a risk. By the way, I'd argue with your analogy, you're not going to get a brand new car. You're going to go to Craigslist, and you're going to go down the street, and there'll be a man or a woman standing there with their used car, and be like, you want this? It could be the best deal out there.
Might be a lemon.
Or I tell you what could happen. Happened to me once.
Oh, boy, I got a lemon.
Bought a used car, check engine light came on the way home.
No way.
No joke.
And I bought a Jetta back in, man, it was a nice Jetta, all leather interior with the moon roof, and bought it used, paid a pretty penny. If I can get that out.
Mm-hmm.
And within 8 to 12 weeks, S started going wrong. The door handle in the interior, oh, that comes off. The rear right window, that won't roll down. Moonroof, that got stuck. So I know what you're saying. There are lemons out there, And there are lemons in the draft.
A lot of them. A lot. This, the
There's
draft.
Also some peaches.
The draft is a minefield. It is a total minefield. And you've got to walk through it, and which is what fascinates me every single year. Because so many of us line up because you're excited. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being excited to walk through a minefield?
Be a thrill.
I mean, now look, it's not life or death, so you're not actually going to die. But this is a metaphoric minefield for a football team. And for my taste, way too many people are willing to walk the minefield as opposed to, like, I love. Here's the other thing I love. Wow, gosh, you can't pay everybody. Well, you kind of can. I mean, you're the San Francisco 49ers. You're worth a bajillion dollars. The salary cap's going up every year. Don't buy this whole, like, oh, God, but Brock Purdy. Yeah, Brock Purdy, right. He's going to get paid. He's not going to get paid right away. And there are different ways to structure this whole thing. Same way they're doing with everybody else. We sat here yesterday and went, oh, Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra? 4 years, $120 million, and $77 guaranteed? Actually, no. $35 million guaranteed.
Yep. Guaranteed at signing, the real guarantee.
Funny money. You want to talk about Tim Roy now. The true manipulation sensation.
Cha-ching!
That is available to teams, especially those like the Niners who do it well. You can move this, that, and the other around. Are you kicking the can down the road a little bit? Sure, which is, by the way, what you do when you're in a Super Bowl window. The number of people, for my taste, who are willing to take the unknown over the sure thing is wild. Absolutely wild. When you were, I mean, a nose hair away from winning the Super Bowl and have very little reason why you couldn't be that and do that again this year. Give me the known thing. I'm not even terribly comfortable with this new report that now has Deebo Samuel involved in these conversations.
But you're more comfortable because you were going to move off him next year, most likely anyway.
I'm more comfortable because he's going to be 30, because he misses a lot of games, and because with the presence of Christian McCaffrey, his role has been diminished already anyway. Yes, absolutely I'm more comfortable with it. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm more comfortable with it.
Right. But if you sign Brandon Ayuk, then that might hinder your chances of keeping Christian McCaffrey, who, you know, some reports are starting to emerge that he might want to have his deal reworked.
That wasn't a report. That was a wondering aloud by Mike Florio on our morning show.
Yeah.
That was just wondering aloud. I wonder if Christian McCaffrey... Totally fair to wonder.
Even though he's at the top of the market for running back, he was a top five. He was higher than your quarterback in the MVP race.
He's underpaid. Right. He is NFL
and he's
underpaid.
He's wildly important. He's probably the most important member of your offense outside of your quarterback.
Oh, many would argue that he's the most important.
Right, and I would put Trent Williams in that same conversation, and maybe they draft Trent's replacement here within the next 5 hours. Stay tuned to our great draft show with Mark, Evan, and Sterling. Full breakdowns on every pick. I look forward to that.
Who knows? If the Niners are trading Ayuk and or Deebo, they might get a pick in before you and I leave the air.
That would be dramatic because I don't think that we're going to get more than four, maybe five picks.
Well, five.
Because it's a 10-minute clock, right? Is that right, Grandy?
10-minute?
First round 10-minute
clock. And when does it actually start? Like, is that five when they put someone on the clock, or do they not put them on the clock until they've done a pregame?
And maybe we don't get a pick until, like, 5:15
or something. Yeah, so 5:15 and then 5:20. But somebody might not take their full allotment.
Well,
I wonder
how long Chicago drags out the opener.
Seriously,
because
guys.
They've already
admitted that they know what they're doing.
And I think that he's, it's, you know, minus 10,000 or something that he's the first pick.
He's the first pick.
So you got to bet, like, 10,000 to win a dollar. Which, in most casinos won't book more than like 1,000, so you can win 10 cents.
Caleb Williams, hit or miss?
Caleb Williams is going to be a miss.
You think?
I'm just not sold on...
And again, the definition of that is that the Bears will not sign him to a second contract.
Sure. And what you said before about him, and it's not about him, it's about the team. A lot of this, when it comes to the quarterback, is so situational. And we can look at Brock Purdy and we can say, Brock Purdy, we can now say that Brock Purdy is a good quarterback. It's fair to say. But he also is, and this is not a detriment to Brock, he's benefiting from the coach, the talent around him, and the system. All those things have helped him have a better start to his career than if he were a fill-in-the-blank, if he were a... Jaguars, or if he was a Panthers, if he was a Bears, if he was a pick whatever dreg of the bottom team you want, if he was on that team, it's less likely that he would have this good of a career.
You know what's funny? It's not just Brock, as it turns out. It's all 49ers. I didn't realize this till this morning. I'm on the Golden Gate Bridge, and I'm listening to Bonte and Joe. I came in way early this morning. So I'm listening to Bonte and Joe, and Florio is on. And Florio, they asked him, how's the league view, Brandon Ayuk? And Florio, you know, we dove into the tape, and we're looking at Brandon Ayuk, and you know what we noticed? We noticed that he's open a lot. He's wide open a lot. Which clearly means that it's a product of the fact that there's Debo and there's Christian and there's Trent and there's George. And I went, oh, for the love of hell. Y'all have built a scenario where 49er players are not allowed to be good. They can't be good. Anytime you see any of them do anything good, you're like, well, there's such good players everywhere.
Well, it's Kyle, too.
It's Kyle. And, oh, by the way, the defense put him in good position. And, I mean, like, have we really reached this point? 49er players are not allowed to be good. Every single one of them is just a product of their environment and the system and all the good that's around them. How often can you say, well, all of these players are good, so that means that each individual is not? Wait a minute. You can't say both.
Right.
Or, like, I thought that Brock Purdy was good because he's got Ayuk and Debo. Well, now Ayuk is only good because it's like...
The whole thing is complimentary.
The whole thing has... Well, you've built a vortex where no one can individually succeed.
Right. And that's... If you have that opinion, I think you're missing the mark. Because for me, all these players are talented, but they are more talented, A, when playing with each other, and B, when playing for an offensive mastermind. I don't think that you can look at Shanahan and what he does to scheme people open and say, well, you know, Ayuk would be equally open on a team with a lesser scheme, a lesser offensive line, and a lesser quarterback. And that's where I look at this quarterback question about bust or no bust, because if Mac Jones was a Niner instead of Trey Lance, and Mac Jones was the quarterback here, he would have been a better quarterback than he was in New England with lesser talent and a lesser offensive mind.
I agree with that.
And so,
I agree with that, but would he have been a good quarterback?
I think he would have been better.
Would he have been an extension quarterback?
Yeah, exactly. Would he have been a hit as opposed to a miss? And I don't think he probably would have been.
I agree with you.
And that's where I look at two things. One, Trevor Lawrence and his situation now with a better offensive coach than he's had previously. Now is the time for him to show that with Dougie P, he can take that next step toward being elite.
Look, I thought he was disappointing last year.
A little bit, yeah.
Trevor Lawrence doesn't mean he's bad, but based on coming out of all of the, what's his name? The coach, the Florida coach who messed him up. Why am I blanking on this?
Urban Meyer.
Thank you. Based on the Urban Meyer situation, Trevor Lawrence coming out last year, Dougie P, phenomenal receiving core. I expected more. Absolutely expected more. Hell, the Texans.
Playoff no show.
Yeah, the Texans beat him.
He threw two pick sixes in that game, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So he just, it was not bad, but it did not measure up to what we thought it was going to look like. That's fair to say, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah. And so to that extent, the Caleb Williams question for me, I would lean bust because as much as the Flus might have some good offensive minds there, I don't know if the Chicago situation is going to be good enough, soon enough, for him to really thrive.
Known at a premium cost or unknown at a discount. We'll take your calls on that and your reaction to the 49ers potentially talking about trades for Ayuk and or Debo. And if you're going to lose one, who are you more willing to lose? That's all on the table. 888-957-9570. It's draft day, and we have got you covered. Tune into draft night on the game with Mark Grandy, Evan Giddings, Sterling Bennett. Starting at 6 p.m., the guys are going to take you up to the Niners. Pick and react right after it. Draft night tonight, 6 p.m., right here on 95.7 The Game. Larry Kruger is going to join us for the full 3 o'clock hour. Wait until you hear about some of the stuff he's been tweeting. It's crazy. We'll tell you why. All of it on a big day right here on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With the third pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Here's my NFL Draft theme song. This is what I play after about 90% of the picks. Come on, list them for me, Dibs. Who might the Niners be moving up for?
Well, this is from...
Come on, hit me with it. I want some names.
This is from 95.7 The Game contributor Larry Kruger.
Oh, he'll be here in 26 minutes for us to make fun of him. Go ahead.
In response to the Diana Russini tweet...
You can call her Diana. It's okay.
Diana.
I do like Diana. That sounds a little bit more global.
Thank you. A little bit more, you know, exotic.
Eclectic.
She got the second N in there, so it's not Diana. It's Diana. Her talking about the Niners in conversation about trading Ayuk or Debo to get in the top 10, and Larry coming over the top into the tweet saying, who's the move up for? Question mark.
Yeah. Okay.
Latham? Fuaga?
That's right. Play my
Neighbors,
music.
Thomas?
Who?
Latham?
Who?
Fuaga?
Who?
Neighbors?
Who are you? You can't say Fuaga on the radio.
You better dump that.
Yeah.
One too many Fuagas. And Talisi Fuaga?
Who?
J.T. Latham. J.T. Latham is an offensive tackle out of the University of Alabama by way of Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
Before all you freak out, yes, I've heard of all these people.
He's got 11-inch hands.
There's a reason for this song. This song is to remind everybody it's possible that none of them can play.
Wait a minute.
None of them.
You telling me that Malik Nabers isn't an absolute can't-miss blue chipper?
That's what I'm telling you.
I disagree with
you. Who are you? Have you done it before? Would you hire anyone who walked in and they're like, yep, I'm really good at radio. Oh, where have you been doing it? My garage.
Malik Nabers was doing it at LSU.
Oh, LSU.
Mark?
LSU. How many games would they win in the NFL?
Couple.
No. Don't
He's a 6-foot wide
Don't
receiver.
No, some of them are going to work out, and some of them won't.
He's known for good hand fighting
and
post-up talent.
I'm not giving up my I got it, I know, I've seen it, it's working, we went to the Super Bowl. I'm not giving any of that up. For who are you? I don't care what their last name is. I don't care what school they went to.
Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU?
Who are you?
He's a 6'3 wide receiver. He goes 209. I just, man, I wish you'd do your homework like I do.
Who are you?
Latham, Fuaga, Neighbors, Thomas. Who would the Niners be moving up to get? 888-957-9570. Who that powerhouse quartet would you like instead of Debo or Ayuk?
Thank you, Grandy. I think that ran its course. Good job. Appreciate you, brother.
For me, it's Fuaga.
Who are you?
Fuaga.
I can't even look you straight in the face right now.
It's easily Fuaga.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
6'6", tackle out of Oregon State. Grandy knows him well. He pushed your ducks around at 324.
Yeah, what do you think?
Please.
He's a beaver, and he's good.
324 pounds of good.
Yes, he
defensive
is.
Defensive tackle Brandon Dorless. Look out for him in the second round. He dominated Fuaga.
That's exciting. Oh, wait a minute. Did he? Someone's going to take this Fuaga guy in the first round, and he can't even beat your Dorful Deuce or Duck guy? What's his name?
Brandon Dorless.
Dorley can't
probably
even beat...
the fastest defensive tackle in the draft.
This Fuaga guy can't even beat somebody named Brandon who's not even going to be a first rounder. But
you better be careful.
Seriously.
Can't
you
miss. Be careful.
Are we going to be doing this whole duck thing all day?
Well, you're over here, Mr. Trojan, with the Caleb Williams is better than Brock Purdy take.
Oh, jeez.
How do you explain your... Not anymore. Mm. How do you explain yourself?
Looks great. That's what I project him out to be.
That's what
probably the best quarterback of all time.
There's a reason when babies vomit, they call it projectile vomiting, because that's what I think all your projectiles.
They call
that's
it spit-up.
It's like the same saying cannon and cannon are the same thing.
Some babies don't spit up. It goes out.
Your projectile vomiting take is much more of like a first-year fraternity kind of thing.
Well, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
I was trying to make it a little less gross.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, drink.
As a baby, as a man who has a baby currently, much more spitting up than projectile vomiting.
Listen.
I like it.
A lot of these names you're mentioning are going to be very good players.
Malik Nabers is a can't-miss prospect.
That's not true. He can miss and very possibly will. So I want to be very clear with what we're talking about. I'm so excited about tonight. And I worked at a college football network all year. I love watching these players. I even know who Grandy's Doofeldorf guy is. I know exactly who he's talking about. We watched him every week at the network. Thank you. So, a lot of these guys are going to be really good players. I'm sorry, the 49ers already have good players. And I don't really have much interest tonight in letting any of them go this year in favor of your question marks. Even the question marks that you're excited about. You can be excited about question marks. I'm reminded of something. So, you know, I moved, right? The kids and I, we moved to a new place January 1st. And I never forget a conversation that Christy and I had about 2 weeks before we moved in. You looked at the place. You try to think of it from all the angles. Okay, I think it's a good move. We're going to do it. You put the deposit down. And she just read on my face. She goes, are you nervous about it? And I go, yeah, absolutely. Now, it's turned out to be, my God, the best thing that we've ever done. So, so loving it. But point is, you don't know till you get in there. I don't know if the place has got some rodents. I don't know what noises come through in the middle of the night that I don't know about. You can't just walk through a place. That's what we've done. You've all walked through the house. You went to their pro day, and you watched them run with no pads and no defense. And you went, Yeah, let's move in there.
That's too simplistic.
It's not.
Because you've watched these players in college, and you've looked at the tape,
Dibs.
And you've done full breakdowns of the player.
And you know that half of them will bust, or at minimum be disappointing. At minimum be disappointing. Half of them. This is data.
But you could strike on a player who's not. And this is where
you and I
approach things differently.
But I'm not
afraid of change.
No, I'm not afraid of change, Dibs. You're missing the circumstances of this conversation.
I'm getting to the essence of the point, which is the comfortability of the known commodity versus the uncomfortability of the unknown commodity.
Right now.
Exactly.
Right now. I'm not called, this isn't a catch-all. It's 2024 and they're the Super Bowl favorite. That matters.
It does, but you can still get better with your draft picks by drafting the right people. And you are allowed to do that. You are allowed to find a wide receiver who turns out to be as good as Brandon Ayuk in this first year. I mean, that can happen if you've scouted right. in a wide receiver deep draft,
right.
If you move up find a player like, I don't know, Malik Nabers, might go number 10. He might be the best receiver outside of Marvin Harrison
Jr.
He
might be the best receiver of all time.
He might be.
He might.
If you think that, then you can validate the risk and you can make that move.
I disagree. I don't want to think that. I want to know that. You're the Super Bowl favorite.
Sometimes you can't just sit back and make decisions based on what you know.
Do you want to
know? Chances have to be taken.
Do you want to know what the reported, this is only a report, but the reported best offer for Debo right now, as of maybe a few days ago, do you want to know what it reportedly was?
Sure.
Fourth rounder. How you doing?
Yeah, you're not doing it for a fourth rounder.
Feel good?
You're not doing it.
How about a third rounder?
No.
Third
rounder and I can move up in the first. The whole key to this would be you move from 31 up to a spot where you can draft a player that you really want to draft. That to me is the essence of any of these trades. If it's Ayuk, if it's Debo, I'm not doing it unless I can go from where I am to a spot where I get somebody, one of the, 21 guys that they have targeted as first round.
Didn't John Lynch say 22? And now I'm seeing reports of 16.
Larry has the number. Yeah. Larry Kruger joins us at the top of the hour and he'll break down the gold helmets and all the rest of the jargon as it relates to the Niners draft.
22 first round grades. They have the 16 gold helmets, which is like their favorite prospect.
Larry, by the way, this is a little different. Larry has 642 guys that got a first round grade. Just saying. Go ahead, Dibs. What were you saying?
How dare you diminish and mock the work?
No. He loves them.
Can
he loves
I refer you to Latham, Fuaga, Nabers, and Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are four names that Larry and I will break it down.
Can't wait.
In excruciating detail coming up at the top of the hour. If you can go from 31 to a spot where you can get one of your gold helmet guys, I'm all for it. Because in John and Kyle, I trust.
I trust them too. I do. I trust them too.
I know
too.
You do.
Possibly.
Listen, here's the only thing I'll say in favor of this idea. I think the 49ers are smart. If they're they're this deep into these conversations, Mike Silver and Deanna Russini.
Deanna. If your last name
is
Russini.
Married to DiVincenzo or something. But anyway, if they're this deep into conversations, I will at least submit they have a good reason.
Right.
They know their cap better than I do. They know, by the way, this is sort of like what Florio was suggesting and why it came up. Like, maybe there are guys behind the scenes that need new restructures and new deals that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
Maybe McCaffrey's like, I ain't coming to camp for $16 million. I'm not coming to camp. You crazy? 300-plus touches? You're a nut job. I'm not showing up. I'm going to sit around and flag an Anthem polos all day and take Instagram pictures.
Shout out Shasky. He got me into that with his live reads.
I love their stuff.
Great stuff.
Anyway, so maybe that's going on. And so the Niners are like, yo, we got to get one of these receivers. And so I get it. Like, more will be revealed.
Yeah.
I'm not calling them stupid. I'm just sitting here telling you that all things being equal, I would much rather deal with this next year than this. And if you're going to deal with it this year, yeah, I'd rather get a third rounder for Debo than a first rounder for Brandon.
Interesting.
Absolutely. Give me the 26-year-old, durable, 1,300-yard receiver one. Give me that guy. Please do not make him be the guy that you move off of for a bunch of 30-year-olds.
Well,
I don't understand that at all.
I would rather get a third for Debo than get nothing for Debo next year at the end of the season if you decide to just cut him. If that's what you're going to do, then get a third now for him. I get that. But I don't think that the value for Debo on this team is third round worthy. If it's, you know, you trade Debo and you move up 16 spots from 31 to 15, and I'm just randomly throwing that out, that to me has more value than a third round pick in this draft. Because the key for me is to get one of those gold helmet guys that you really like. And if you've got 16 gold helmet rated players and all of them are going to go in the top, let's say 22 picks, and you most likely won't sniff one of them at 31, then yeah, go up and get one of those guys.
Well, let me add this too.
And get her done.
This is probably relatable to anyone who's ever done a fantasy draft. I know. So 16 gold helmet guys. I've heard a lot of people sort of translate that to mean, well, those guys are all going to be gone by 20. No, they won't. Like, these evaluations differ wildly,
right,
I bet.
Right.
Like, these are different sets of eyes. These are teams that have different needs, and people see different things. You know, you watch it every year. Someone will pick someone at 15, and the other team will be like, we think that guy's a third rounder. Took him at 15? Never been in a fantasy draft.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's the fourth round. You're like, I can't believe this guy's still on the board. What are all you seeing? So 16 gold helmet guys does not mean that one of them won't be available at 31.
Correct.
At all.
I also would imagine that the quarterbacks who are all going to go 1, 2, 3, and maybe 5, I would guess that none of those guys are among the gold helmets because, yeah, you're scouting the quarterbacks. After the Mahomes debacle, you're probably always going to scout quarterbacks from now on just in case, just so you can say, oh, yeah, we scouted that guy because... You know, without Brock Purdy, there'd be so much egg on their face for not drafting Patrick Mahomes, even though they had, in my opinion, many, many, many more needs ahead of quarterback. But some fans still hold that against Kyle and John for not really doing their homework on Mahomes.
There's a chance that without Brock Purdy,
they're gone. Yeah.
Kyle and John aren't running the team anymore.
You're right.
Don't you think?
Absolutely.
I don't know if it would have been this year, but they would be, boy, their seat would be on fire.
Absolutely.
Right?
Instead, they're like George Gervin on that ice throne. Second George Gervin reference of the day. I'm not afraid to do it.
Coming in really hot.
Yeah.
It's not even 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
But we won't get one in the 3 o'clock hour because Larry Kruger is going to be here breaking down the sixth round.
I can't wait.
It's incredible.
He's going to be breaking down this idea and more.
It will be fun. It will be fun. I think tonight is going to be fun. Boy, it feels like the likelihood of something large and 49er related has gone up. Does it not?
I think so.
I do have this question.
Okay, because I was going to follow up with something you said in the green room, and maybe this is your question, because you asked me earlier before the show, why? Why do you think? Is that your question?
That is absolutely my question.
Well, then you lay it out. You're better at it.
So here's, well, I don't know about that, but it's my question, so I'll give it a shot.
Go ahead.
Football teams, corporations, people who need PR reps are smart. They don't have to tell you anything. When the 49ers traded DeForest Buckner, or when they traded to move up in the draft to get Trey Lance, or when they acquired Christian McCaffrey, you didn't see it coming. It surprised you. There had been, right, like whispers, Niners might take a quarterback, ooh, McCaffrey, that'd be amazing. But, like, it largely came from the weeds. Even Tim Kawakami saying to us yesterday, Niners got really close to trading Debo before the draft 2 years ago. They did? But I didn't know that. All I heard them say, like, the rumor was out there because Debo had requested a trade. And the Niners were like, no. Moving on.
Right.
But they almost did. So they lay in the weeds. So why? Because I could count 10 reporters, and I respect all of them, and they've all come out of the church with white smoke with the exact same answer. We don't think Brandon's going to get traded. We think he's probably going to stay, but anything's possible. Or as Tim said yesterday, this is going to be stressful. It definitely could happen. There are conversations. Now here come Mike Silver and Diana Russini on draft day, hours away from Detroit being lit up. And here they are. Niners are deep in conversations. And it's not just Brandon. It could be Debo as well. Dibs, why? Why do we know this? Why are the 49ers feeling, because they clearly are, that it benefits them to get this information out to the public?
To me, it just keeps other teams interested and engaged in the possibility that these players might be available. So if you continue to stoke this narrative, like when you go camping and you're one of those fire tinkerers who, and that's me, you're always poking the log trying to get the flames up, and you move this log over and you put a new log on and you make sure the oxygen, you know, dispensing is good, and so the flames come up and you don't get smoke in people's eyes. You're poking the flames, Mark. You're trying to keep all teams interested in the idea of Ayuk and or Debo. Now Debo is injected into the conversation. So if you are looking for a receiver, maybe you don't want to give up your first round pick. And all of a sudden now Debo's a guy you might have a chance at?
I mean, I'm just thinking out loud. Like, maybe they're putting it out there because, and they have, alongside it, it's like, well, they've put, Niners are in discussions. They don't like the return as of yet. So is it a message to other teams? Do better. You're going to need to do better. Maybe. Is it to put a scare into the receivers? I can't see that with Debo. He's under contract long term. He got his bag. But Brandon, is it to, hey man, like, okay, you don't have to take our money, but we might trade you to the Panthers. That's the end of your 1,000-yard receiving years forever. So, like, is it a leverage game in there? But I'm fascinated by how accessible 49er information is, unless it's just lying season and this is all a bunch of crap. And they're actually going to do something completely different. But if they were just going to stand pat and make their picks, then I don't even know. Why would you go through this exercise?
Right. You wouldn't. And if you were really dead set on extending Brandon Ayuk, you would have done it by now. And you would have probably tried to do it before Amon-Ra if you could have gotten it done at a price that was going to work for you.
I don't know about that. I mean, they have habitually waited until the last minute. Now they've said that they don't like that. But we're still, if it comes to contract extension, it's very early.
It's super early. No doubt. Yeah. But the longer you wait and the more dominoes that fall around you, the higher the price goes. So I think it does you only a service to continue to have this out there in the public. So if you're another GM and you see Deanna Rossini's report, then you're like, ooh, Debo too? Let's get into the war room and let's talk about what we might offer the Niners for Debo if we want him. Do we want Ayuk for a lot of capital? Maybe we can get Debo and upgrade our wide receiver room and only have to give up a third and a conditional fifth.
I mean, I can only guess that it just means the 49ers are very much open for business.
Right.
But I don't think that they've settled in. Like, I don't, and I like this about them. This is just my read. It's very fluid, which means the 49ers are not dead set on exactly what they're going to do. And I like that. In other words, you know, it's like going to buy a car, but you're like, eh, you're not hitting my number. So I'm out. I'll just keep driving the one that I got. It's like searching for a job when you've already got a job. It's a much easier conversation. The 49ers are not going to do this unless the deal really, really speaks to them. And I guess that's the message, but the message I'm getting is that means they're going to do something, I would think. I don't know what, but they're very much wanting their situation to be maybe a little bit different than what it currently is. We're presented by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Here we go. We're just moving full steam ahead toward the draft. The full next hour, we'll be joined by our buddy Larry Kruger. He has individually met every player who will be drafted tonight. He knows all of their mom's names. It's going to be an unbelievable breakdown, and we'll do that coming up next on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.